Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Fitness First Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Mays of Jake's Fitness and Nutrition Coaching. And today I am bringing you the number one reason you're not losing weight. And I want to call it this because it's been the number one thing I've heard from talking to hundreds of people across their weight loss journeys. And that doesn't even include like the people I work with necessarily, but also the people that just come through ads that I run or followers on Instagram or people I meet in comments or other, you know, weight loss groups that I'm in on Facebook. And I've seen a pretty consistent trend across almost all people that are struggling with weight loss. And I can't speak in absolute. So this isn't 100% for everybody, but it's been enough people that I feel like I should have addressed it. And one of the biggest things that I hear people say, or that I hear people ask the wrong question, I guess is the best way to put it. People ask the wrong question when it comes to losing weight. And that's why it gets so hard to help some people with it. And so what I mean by that is people always ask, how long is it going to take to get to XYZ result? Not, you know, what is it going to take to get to XYZ result? And I think that is a key difference that a lot of people don't even realize they're saying. Because I have people all the time, it's like, well, in 3 months, like how much progress can I make? In 6 months, how much progress can I make? And if speed is your ultimate goal, then you'll probably never have it for that long. And that is the fundamental difference between people that lose the weight and keep it off for good and the people that end up gaining it all back or never lose it to begin with. Because when you take speed out of it and you just make it a process goal, you just make it the thing that you're doing. So if I do this and this for 5 years, if I do this and this for 10 years, I will get to this goal, far none. There's no doubt I'm going to get to the goal if I do this and this. And typically for people, that's, you know, appropriate calorie restriction with diet breaks, having, you know, eating 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight to an extent. I mean, like if you're 300 pounds, you don't need to eat 300 grams of protein. I would say like, you know, 180 to 200 grams would be a huge increase for you. So there are exceptions to those rules, but weight training, you know, 3 to 4 days a week, exercising 3 to 5 days a week in some way, whether that's walking, running on a treadmill, elliptical, biking, rowing, swimming, Stairmaster, Jacob's Ladder. I mean, there's so many avenues of it. I mean, pickleball is super popular right now. Basketball, pick up basketball, the LA Fitness, the 24-hour fitness. There are so many ways to be fit and there's so many ways to exercise. And the reason people don't get to the goal is because they ask the wrong question. They're asking, how quickly can I get to this result? They're asking, how fast can I make it happen? And for some reason, people ask that about weight loss, but don't think twice when somebody says you can make $1 million this year. They don't think twice to tell them that they're a moron and they have no idea what they're talking about. But when someone tells you can lose 100 pounds this year and you only weigh 200 pounds, for some reason you believe them. The two don't compute. The two don't align in a lot of people's minds. And I think it's because for whatever reason, weight loss has the speed-oriented connotation behind it. Everybody wants to get to the goal as fast as possible, even though they're thinking of the wrong goal. They're thinking that the goal is to lose weight. The goal isn't to lose weight. The goal is to be fit and stay fit. And that's the difference. And that's the problem, is that everybody gets to the point of like, I need to lose this weight and I got to get there in 3 months. It's wedding dress season. I got to go wedding dress shopping. I got to go bridesmaid dress shopping. I mean, even for younger girls, it's prom dress season, or younger boys, they just want to, they want to date more girls. They want to look better, but they want to date more girls now. They don't want to get on a sustainable plan so that they can lose the weight, keep it off, look good, feel good forever. They just want to date more girls right now. And when we start getting into right now, or how quickly, how fast, that's a sign that it will never become attainable. If you ask somebody if they can make $1 million in 50 years, most people would be like, yeah, if you just invest it in the market, over time, it'll compound enough to where you can make $1 million. If you ask somebody if they could be at their dream body in 50 years, I mean, aside from the weight itself, where a lot of people just say like, no, like there's hormones and issues and stuff like that, which that's outside of this podcast. But if you worked on a goal for 50 years, whether that's fitness or wealth, education, it would be unreasonable for you to not be fit, healthy, or smart. It would be unreasonable that you could put that much time into it and not see a return from it. It just isn't going to happen. You're going to see a return from it. So if we use that same lens, it's unreasonable to think that if you eat in a calorie deficit, eat a gram of protein per pound of body weight within reason, exercise 3 to 4 days a week with strength training, that over a 10-year period, over a 15-year period, that you wouldn't look and feel the best you ever have in your entire life. But it's speed that kills the goal. When it's not happening as fast as you want it to. If you want a promotion at work and it's not happening as fast as you want it to, you keep showing up to work. You keep doing the work. That's why it's so weird that when we look at weight loss, nobody can see the same. It's the same thing. It's the same comparison. When we're trying to make it as fast as we can, when we're trying to attack it and mangle it to the ground as quickly as we can to get to this arbitrary goal that we set out for ourselves, it will never stay. And you may never get to it, but it certainly won't stay. Because what happens, and everyone who's ever gained weight back will tell you this exact same story. This diet worked for me until the keto diet worked for me in the past. Whole30 worked for me in the past. Let me let you know a secret. If you have ever said the phrase, this diet worked for me in the past, it didn't work. You're wrong. It did not work. Because if it worked, then you would still be doing it, first off. And two, you would have kept the weight off. And three, it would have just become a lifestyle. It wouldn't have been a diet that, quote, worked, past tense, for you in the past. It would just be what you do now. But it didn't work. Because you don't do it. You gain the weight back. And now you're looking to see what to do next to get the weight off as fast as you can. It's not about speed. Speed is what's killing you and your goals. Speed will kill your goals financially. It will kill your health goals. It'll kill your education goals. Nobody's mad that a PhD takes however 14, 15 years of school or whatever it is. I don't know what the number is. No one's mad that it takes, you know, whatever it is, 30 years to become a doctor, because that's how long it takes to learn everything you need to learn to become a doctor or surgeon or whatever. But when you tell somebody it's going to take 10 years to make a sustainable change to their health or their wealth, nobody wants to hear that. So what's the number one reason you're not losing weight? The number one reason is that you're asking the wrong question. You're asking about speed. You're asking about quickness. You're asking about how fast can I get to this goal? Not what will it take to get to the goal. If you change it to what will it take to get to the goal, not how fast can I get there, you're going to get to the goal. That is the irony of the entire situation. So guys, start asking what it'll take, not how fast you can get there. But if you do want more information on losing weight and keeping it off, you can always find me at Jake's Coaching on Instagram, or you can go to my website, www.jakescoaching.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.